Good morning. Today we are going to start a new topic on Parshas Pekudei, even though we're going to be a little out of sync with the Parshas HaShavua, Parshat HaShavua. We're going to do it anyway because this relates to the difficult times that the world is encountering with the coronavirus. So we're going to start out with the Pasuk, and we'll explain what that means in a second. So the Pasuk in Shmos Lamed Ches, Pasuk Chav Zayin, says that when building the Mishkan, there were 100 Adanim, 100 of the support beams that were used in the construction of the Mishkan. So the Baal HaTurim says as follows: from here we have a smach, we have a source for the chiyuv of saying 100 brachas every single day, a source in the Torah for saying 100 brachas every day. What is it? Because brachas are our adonim, they are our support beams. Mishum shebrachas elu yesodot bederach hachaim, these brachas that we say 100 every day are our support for living a derech hachaim, the way we live our lives of Torah, that we say brachas when we eat, and when we drink, and when we wake up in the morning, when we go to sleep, when we daven, and we have to acknowledge that everything is from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So just like the Adonim were the support beams of the Mishkan, so too our brachas, they are our support beams in life. So today, our question is, where do we have a source, other sources? We have one source right now from the Baal HaTurim as the 100 support beams in the Mishkan. Where do we have other sources in the Torah and Midrashim, etc., for this concept of saying 100 brachas each and every day? So in fact, there are a number of sources in the Gemara and Chazals and Midrashim, and we're just going to go through a couple additional ones. So a very famous one is the Gemara Menachos, Mem Gimel Amud Beis, Tanya. Chaya Rebbe Meir, Omer Rebbe Meir would say, Chaya Vadam Levarach Mea Brachas B'chol Yom. There's an obligation, that's the word, Chaya. We are obligated to say 100 brachas each and every day based on the Pasuk in Dvorim, Vata Yisrael, Mahashem Elokecha Shoal Mimach. HaKlal Yisrael, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? And Rashi explains, this is Rashi's explanation. There are a number of different explanations. We'll also see Rabbeinu Tam. So Rashi says, what is the limud here from this Pasuk? So it says, Ma Hashem Elokecha, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu desire of us? So in place of the Ma, Kari Bei Mea, read it as Mea, read 100. So it sounds like a cute Rasha. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That Mea, it's Mea, 100 HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 100 HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants 100 brachas from us. So the Torah Tamima explains what's really going on here. If you count the letters in that Pasuk, etc., there are 99 letters in it. So umeforesh kari be meya, that the drasha here that Rashi is teaching us is you should read it as 100. Read this pasuk as if there are 100 letters, not only 99 letters in it. And from here we have a source for 100 brachas each and every day. Rabbeinu Tam is brought by Tosfos, brings a different explanation. He says that if you look at the letters, they're 99, but Shoel, if you read it Malay, meaning not Shin Aleph Lamed, but add in a Vav, Shoel, with the Vav in it, you have in fact 100 letters in it. And what the Rebbe Meir is coming to teach us is that we have to say 100 brachas each and every day, because in fact, when you read it with Shoel as Malay, with the Vav there, there are 100 letters in this Pasuk, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, 100 brachas each and every day. So that's the second source. The first source is from the Adonim in the Mishkan. Second source, based on this Gemara in Menachos, based on the Pasuk, Ma Hashem Shol Mimach, what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu desire from us, is Meya, 100 brachas. And then another source, and this is what relates to the tragic times that we are living in, the Medrash Rabbah says that the Pasuk, it's a Pasuk from Shmuel Beis, Ne'um David ben Yishai u'ne'um hagever hukam al. What is hukam al? That it was established al. So, keneged mea bracha shebechol yom hayu meisim Yisrael mea anashim. That David HaMelech instituted 100 brachas each and every day. So this was David HaMelech's concept. It was his original institution of 100 brachas. It's based on the words here, hukam al Al is the gematria of 100. Ayin is 30. Lamed is 70. 30 plus 70 is 100. So continues the Medrash and says as follows, that there were 100 people who were dying in a plague in Klal Yisrael each and every day. Bar David, v'tiken lehem mea brachas. David HaMelech came and instituted for Klal Yisrael to say 100 brachas each and every day. And once he instituted it, the plague came to an end. So obviously that's our hope. If we can increase our hakbara, mea brachas each and every day, and not just saying them, but with the proper kavana, the requisite kavana, that everything is from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and these are our yesodos, just like the Adonim and the Mishkan, that we should have that schus and build our schuyos in order to prevent any more of the mavgefa that is hitting throughout the world. So just to add a couple of interesting and additional important points, the Ibn Ezra says in his Sefer Yesod Mora, the story of a chacham, a chassid, who was so strict about mea brachas b'chol yom, so he felt he was short one day, he needed to find another bracha, so he wanted to find somebody who needed a chicken shachted. Do you have a chicken to be shachted? I'll shacht it for you. This chassid wanted to shacht it because he wanted to actually say the bracha, and he was short, so if he would say that bracha, he would get up to 100 brachas. That's the extent that he searched for someone to shech the chicken for them in order to say the 100th bracha. And the Orchas Chaim says, Kola Omran, anyone who says 100 brachas each and every day, Muftach l'kshuchu ben olam haba umistakerit. He will be promised, he has the guarantee that he will benefit and he will receive be in the world to come. So there we have the special strengths, the special aspects of the this mitzvah, mea brachas b'chol yom, and emir tashem, we will continue next time, continue talking about various aspects, the reasons for the brachas, what counts, what doesn't count, how do we count, how do we reach 100 days, we're short, etc. Have a wonderful day.